Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation, where applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, we're here every day. We're continuing to grow exponentially with your help by paying it forward. We are seeing a modicum of success, growing one star seed at a time. We appreciate you doing that. We ask two probing questions each and every day, entailed and encompassed in the descriptions of each and every one of my shows. Now 6 years and running, 3 daily audio versions in my YouTube channel is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Like us, give us a thumbs up, share us, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. And do interact with those poll questions, helping us for fodder when we have in-studio guests. Upcoming guests, repeat guests, and of course, filling subjects for 7 days a week, 365. Case in point, today, one of my shows is entitled Workouts for Geriatrics, a.k.a. Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, regarding health and wellness, predominantly for we silver streakers in my listening audience, but also all kids from 1 to 92 that I'm blessed to have representation from Gen Z all the way up, all the generations, both as listening audience members, and I've had the opportunity to have guests from Gen Z all the way up through, talking all of these subjects about health and wealth. Today, when we come back after a short break, going to revisit trauma, specifically head trauma. I'll be here for about 30 minutes and how the brain's affected by head trauma. Today, isolating brain health and our anatomy of the body. We'll be back in 10 seconds to do so. Be here for about 30 minutes. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Segueing right in here today. Thanks for joining us once again. Continue paying it forward. Join us daily. We continue to grow with your help in doing so. Today's topic is one of the many that we've talked about many times archivally, going back and up to a handful of last episodes. Welcoming you back to BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour today. Thinking aloud, asking questions aloud, could my past experiences be affecting my brain health? For sure, they are. But asking you to think in that same regard, could your past experiences be affecting your brain health? We're diving deep into the tau protein and dementia categories, exploring the potential impact of head trauma, toxins. Using myself as an example of a lot of things not to do in life, coming from my wild past, but don't worry, we'll try to interject some laughs along the way, as humor is good therapy also. Love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Do leave us a voicemail message at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp podcast message board, voicemail message board, and let's explore brain health together. TAU Talk, Dementia Prevention, and Grandpa Bill's Story. Kind of the guts, in essence, of today's show. Later at taping today, April 4th, I'll have repeat guest at that time for his 8th appearance, friend Byron Athene, psychotherapist over in the United Kingdom. We'll be talking about the A, B, and Z modalities, therapies of happiness. And Byron will share over a 30-year career how it's been applicable in his businesses and perhaps even his personal life. Here we'll take that deep calming breath and start to dig in deep on Tao, T-A-U. Protein. Isolating its relevance, outlooks, philosophies pertaining to dementia in the onset of let's take a deep calming breath and I'll try to continue in lieu of the clock to keep us on about a 30-minute cycle. Tau protein, the sticky culprit in dementia. Tau protein, normally a helpful and helpful player in your brain, can become the villain when it malfunctions and does indeed contribute to dementia, where diagnosed as such. The good TAU tau, well, imagine tau protein as a construction site, if you will, inside your brain, and it's the scaffolding, if you will, keeping everything organized and functioning inside the brain. It helps stabilize microtubules, tiny highways that transport nutrients and messages throughout the neural fiber highway that we talk about so often, for those of you that join us both at the weekly guided meditations led by Seth Leif Brzezinski, freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always looking for the 100th monkey mind there. I'm simply a guest, blessed to be so, in the audience there. It's my therapy. Of course, our guided meditations here over the years and all the subjects too, and today workouts for geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids, for 192 physical health and wellness. And health. The link to dementia, the exact cause of tau malfunction, is under investigation, as it should be, ongoing and forever. But some of the factors that are involved, not might be, they are. Your genetics, any kind of head injuries, multiple head injuries, we talked about that in one of my most recent prelude shows. NDEs were applicable in my own case. Multiple head trauma were applicable for you and yours in my own case. car accidents, full impact in my own case, heads on, behind the driving wheel, as passengers, multiple times in both scenarios, actually being clubbed in the head, and a so-called endeavors, in quotation marks, some semblance of athletics, mostly at the Sandlot, street level, church league, leagues, and some organized, mostly in middle school as far as formal teams. Point being, lots of head trauma, especially when inner city kid, we highlighted that, doing really crazy things in the late 50s, early 60s, like playing contact football without any equipment, tackle in the street. Pavement wins every time. And the frozen tundra of our wonderful stadium, Fitzpatrick Stadium, local level, lots of folklore. Each and every Sunday, when the frozen tundra or frozen ice fields, snow, dead of winter, no equipment, tackle football. But he said we were blessed with brains, but we are talking about brain. So genetics, for sure. Head injuries, repeated head trauma, most assuredly can and does disrupt towel function. Genetics, some people are genetically predisposed to towel abnormalities and abnormalities. Inflammation, chronic inflammation in the brain will contribute to towel. Tangles, T-A-U. The hopeful future, researchers are obviously actively exploring ways to target tau protein, therapies that prevent tau tangles from forming or help clear them could be a breakthrough in dementia treatment. Let's take a 10-second break here and dig a little deeper into tau protein and then pave the way for future episodes. This will delve deeper in the remaining session for another 10-15 minutes today, and then continuing deeping on our ongoing research on tau and dementia, exploring potential preventative measures and exciting treatment possibilities. Tau protein and dementia demystified here at the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for joining us today. This will be the last segment. We'll go another 15 minutes or so. Try to keep it at around 30. Thanks for being here at this juncture, however you got here, including fast forward. We all do that. But do try to recap the information in its entirety and play it at your own time zone and comfort zone to usurp and take in the information. I will be having specialists in this regard coming up throughout the years as well. And let's continue talking today as we opened up, taking a deeper dive and look into the hallmarks of Alzheimer's specifically and into tau and amyloid as it pertains to potential onset of Alzheimer's disease, the thief of memories, Alzheimer's, which is a complex condition with devastating consequences. We're taking a magnifying glass or two to its defining features, tau protein and amyloid plaques. A nefarious duo indeed. Tau tangles and amyloid plaques. Tau tangles, as I said in the opening, using my reference of a scaffold, you know, scaffolding inside of your head, your brain, which is turning into sticky clumps. These are the tau tangles formed by abnormal tau protein. Tau's normally a helpful and healthful player, but when it malfunctions, it disrupts the vital cellular functions and communication, leading to actual cell death. Amyloid plaques, these are the sticky deposits of protein fragments called beta amyloid that build up between the brain cells. We've talked about archivally from our human body book, which we've done still shots, videos, and has been the reference guide for many of our topics, always encompassing the categories we talk about here, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So while the exact role of these plaques is still under investigation, they're strongly linked to the progression of Alzheimer's. Kind of like the chicken or the egg debate, kind of, sort of, as that rages on. You know, which came first? Tau tangles or amyloid plaques, which came first? Good question. I don't claim to have the answer. The amyloid hypothesis suggests that amyloid plaques trigger the formation of tau tangles, ultimately leading to neurodegeneration. The tau hypothesis proposes that tau abnormalities might be the initiating factor, with amyloid plaques playing a secondary role. Beyond the hallmark, multifaceted puzzle indeed, while tau tangles and amyloid plaques are crucial hallmarks, Alzheimer's is likely caused by a complex interplay of factors, including genetics for sure. Some people are genetically predisposed to developing the disease. Inflammation, chronic inflammation in the brain, might contribute to neurodegeneration. Lifestyle factors, of course, diet, exercise, sleep quality. We just did an extensive series about sleep and how it influences Alzheimer's risk. The path to hope, targeting the hallmarks. Understanding tau and amyloid plaques is key to developing effective treatments. Researchers and ongoing research are exploring these various avenues. Anti-tau therapies aim to prevent tau tangles from forming or help clear them from the brain. Anti-amyloid therapies, these target the buildup of amyloid plaques and their potential toxic effects. As we continue to dig deeper in future episodes about Alzheimer's, tau and amyloid, we'll go over more potential preventative measures and innovative treatment options as I find them in my own research. Now, public airwaves, World Wide Web, I always try to give some examples of information pertinent to the topics of, from. We all can determine the good, the bad, and the ugly on any subject, any topic, and the matter within as you explore the World Wide Web. The really good, the good, the bad, and the very ugly, again, on any subject, to include this one. A source of reference, for sure, Alzheimer's Association, www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov. When you dig deep there on that site, there's an infographic that provides a clear visual explanation of tau protein and its role in Alzheimer's disease. The National Institute of Aging, same call letters, when you get into the government website, emphasis on government website. That infographic from the NIA offers a high-level overview of tau tangles and their impact on brain function. Many articles, peer reviews, coupled to reference on the World Wide Web, scientificamerican.com, custom media journey through Alzheimer's disease. That's an in-depth article that explores the science behind TAU, tau protein, and its role in Alzheimer's. The conversation, tau protein, the tangled thread in Alzheimer's disease, again at ncbi.nlm, dig deep, you'll find it. That piece offers a good balance of scientific explanation and accessibility for the general reader. Books, multitudinous, a few. Here, the Tao Manifesto, Deciphering the Messages of Alzheimer's Disease by Claude Wischik, spelled W-I-S-C-H-I-K. That book delves into the latest research on tau protein and explores its potential as a therapeutic target for dementia. Alzheimer's, What You Need to Know About the Common and the Most Common Form of Dementia by Lisa Genova. That book provides a comprehensive overview of Alzheimer's disease, including the role of TAU protein. Videos, there's many. There's some TEDs. Talks, What Is Alzheimer's Disease, specifically on YouTube. You can decipher those and find them for your own reference as you navigate the World Wide Web, which you're all so adept at doing. This animated TED Ed video offers a clear and concise explanation of Alzheimer's, including the role of tau protein. Alzheimer's Association, Tau Protein and Alzheimer's Disease YouTube series. That video and those series of from the Alzheimer's Association features leading experts discussing tau protein and ongoing research. Don't forget to check us out on BH Sales Kennel Kelp podcast and interact with our message board. Do leave us messages and share what you've learned from these resources, hopefully today, moving forward. As we segue out of this episode for today, we'll remind everyone that we're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups with large headcounts. I've been blessed to welcome many guests, ongoing and continuing, now in my sixth year here at these shows. Many podcasts, blogs years ago, and a career that expanded 50 years in health and wellness in one way, shape, form, or manner, long ago, far away, now retired. Our social medias, yours, mine, ours, the part-time market share opportunities and the main mentor moments, one of my other shows, two independent, financially solvent, large membership groups with their own representation and expansion globally, health and wellness, collectible coins. Been blessed that I've literally interviewed butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, entrepreneurs, physicians, clinicians, psychoanalysts, therapists, pretty much the gamut, Main Street, USA, Portland, Maine, and around the world by being blessed with audiences that participate. It's all due to you guys and gals, provocative guests that I've been blessed to have, many repeat guests several times over, new guests, working with many agencies that are outreach to me. You can do the same. If you're representing an author, whomever, you'd like to see them be on the show, you have something to bring to the table, we might talk about your questions. You may be on the show. All communication is handled by myself at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Everybody knows somebody that's contemplating, what is it all about, Alfie, right now? Around the world at the precipice of this time, we do everything about our legacy because it's about them. We do it arm in arm, collectively, calmly, serenely, with repose, no flight, no fight. We support all animals, wild animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide, feral animals, rescue pets, domesticated pets have the same challenges as we humans. Good food sources, clean food sources, medications being challenged more and more all the time in this toxically polluted petri dish that was the blue marble. The air, the seas, the land, we can rejuvenate it all. Pets, they're people, plants, and the planet. Hopefully we're perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, continue paying it forward. We have many goodwill ambassadors doing just that. Much support from other teams, audiences. We all support each other, cross-promoting. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive one. Bye-bye for now. May God bless. Peace, everybody.